Welcome to this week's episode of The Liminal Lens, an episode entitled Heading Home. Before today's episode begins, I have a real quick shout out for my newest patron and supporter, Linda, also known as Andromeda, who is 33 1/3% Selkie. Now, enjoy the show. Well, there you have it. The lowest point in my life. Something I'm so ashamed of that I've never told anyone before. You named your price, and I paid it. Now, are you going to keep your end of the bargain and lead me out of here?
And you give me your word you won't expunge it from your totem later?
I said I'd leave it. I'm just wondering if we should maybe make it more formal and seal it with blood.
Whatever. I don't care. I already gave you my word that I'll leave it, that if I actually do end up with future listeners, that story's going to be there waiting for them with everything else. My word is good.
I don't break promises. Not if there's any way on God's green earth I can keep from doing it. If I tell you it's gonna rain, well, brother, you just better pack your fucking umbrella. But if that ain't good enough for you and you need me to sign somewhere in blood, well, Yiggy, I got my pocket knife right here. Just show me where I need to bleed so we can get this shit over with.
My, a bit testy, are we?
I just had to relive the lowest point in my life, telling the story for the amusement of someone who apparently gets his rocks off on the debasement of others, so that hopefully he will lead me away from some unknown danger that is apparently, even now, on the hunt to kill me. So, you'll please excuse me if my patience is a little frayed and I am a bit short with you.
You're only human. I'll let it slide. I forgive you. Come on, let's get you back to Eunomia. I've heard better stories, but that one was passable, I suppose. Good enough, at least. Here, let me light the way.
Oh. Okay, great. So, you're finally going to lead me out, huh?
I will guide you to Eunomia, as we agreed.
Okay, hypothetical future listeners. It seems I'm finally going home. Yiggy tells me we're going to have to take a bit of a roundabout path. Apparently the defenses are incredibly active at the moment. Whatever she is patrolling. Apparently the exit to Eunomia is close to where she tends to hunt. But apparently, as long as I don't do anything to draw her attention, Yiggy is, and I quote, fairly confident I can get to Eunomia without running into her. We left the underground river behind quite some time ago, but before I left, I filled up my one collapsible bladder I had. It came with my life straw. You can fill it up with water, and then the life straw threads onto it. You unscrew the cap, screw the life straw on, and drink from it. Or if you have other water containers, you can squeeze it out through the straw into other containers and drink it wherever. Handy little thing, and it rolls up into basically nothing when not in use. Obviously, I don't have any other containers right now, but it is what it is, and I will eventually have other containers. If I even need them. Y'all, I'm going home. I don't know exactly where I'm going to come out at, and I might still have a bunch of walking in front of me. Yiggy is pretty dodgy on the specifics. The best I could get out of him is that where he's leading me is somewhere in Arkansas still. I don't know if y'all know this, but there is still a lot of acres of woodland in Arkansas. I might come out somewhere that's a 3 or 4 day hike to the nearest highway. So yeah, water could still be really important for me. And I know I've talked about it before, but it's important enough I think it bears repeating. The rule of threes says 3 days is the longest you can go without water. But I think that's in a best case scenario. If you're doing a lot of walking, like I might have to, you're obviously not going to last that long without water. And even if you do last that long, that's going to be a miserable ass 3 days. And right now, I've also found another use for the water. Washing down these minnows. If you just think of them as like a long, scaly pill, and just wash it down with a swig of water, it's much easier than trying to chew them and eat them. So, in my mind, they're just little calorie/nutrient pills. So far, I've only eaten one, and for those of you keeping track at home, that means I have 4 minnow pills left. And I'm kind of torn. I have no idea how long it's going to be, I'd like to stretch him as far as possible. I've talked before about trying to keep my energy up, but also, how long will a non-cooked, non-refrigerated, non-whatever fish last? Look, I'll eat a piece of fish left out on the counter all night, but that ain't the same. Plus, these still have their guts. God, I'm making myself sick. Let's stop talking about it, okay, HFLs?
You're absolutely insane. Do you know that?
I'm not listening to you, Yugi. I'm recording an entry. I'll just say my food issue is a balancing act right now. But that's not important. What is important, the most important thing, is I'm going home. For the first time in however long it's been, a month maybe, since I came here, I know I'm going home. I'm actively making progress, and I know I am. Every step, I'm moving closer to my goal. Every step, getting closer to my family instead of wandering around blindly, hoping I'm getting closer to my kids, hoping I'm not just, that I'm not going in.
Yiggy? Yeah, champ?
I'm going to ask you a very straightforward question, and I would greatly appreciate a straightforward answer.
I'll do my best, Ace.
Okay, Yiggy. I believe this intersection is very familiar. Are we, perhaps, are you leading me in circles?
I wondered how long it was going to take you to notice.
Oh, God.
Ah, I see you've started recording again. Can I interpret that as you finally being through being intransigent and willing to have meaningful discourse?
Intransigent?
Yes, it means unwilling or refusing to change one's views.
I know what it means. I just don't think being upset because you've been leading me in circles for the last God knows how many hours and miles is being intransigent. In fact, it feels incredibly transigent. I think it's the most transigent. Most transigent was my high school nickname. I was voted most likely to be transigent. Why, the last thing my wife said to me before I left was how transigent I looked. So don't you worry about my transigentiality. And just explain to me, if you would be ever so kind, what possible reason you could have, what good possible reason you could have for leading me in circles.
Well, I didn't think you wanted to be eaten, but if I'm wrong, I'm more than happy to oblige.
What do you mean?
Oblige. Do as someone asks or desires in order to...
I know what oblige means, and please... Get a new shtick. That joke was old the first time you did it. I obviously wanted to know more about the whole not getting eaten thing. Would you explain that situation in greater detail?
Sure thing, boss. All you had to do was ask.
Well, I'm asking now.
My defense mechanism. She is currently in a pivotal passageway. There are many, many, many passageways, obviously. But some places, there's only one way through. Right now, she is currently occupying one of those singular passageways. I assumed you didn't want to get eaten, perhaps erroneously based on your reaction. So, until such time as she moved, I've been leading you in circles well away from where she currently is.
Okay. So, a few things. First, you're correct, I don't want to get eaten.
Thought so.
Second, and I think this one is kind of important, but why exactly... Was I walking instead of just sitting somewhere, conserving energy, or even continuing to fish so that I could have even more?
Well, you seemed anxious to go. I thought you wanted to.
But I guess you could go back to fishing. And that kind of leads into the last thing. You've been leading me around for hours. How far are we from where we started? I mean, from the river?
At the pace you've been going, you could probably make it back to it in 15, 16 minutes.
Woosah. Okay, I thought you might say something like that. So, let me ask, is it imperative we stay this far away until she moves? Or can we get closer so that when she does move, we don't have as far to go?
Yeah, we could get closer. It just raises the risk of her noticing you.
You know, I think that's a risk I'm willing to take. Let's get closer.
Hello, hypothetical future listeners. I was feeling a bit foolish.
Hey, you finally feel how you look.
Ignoring that, I felt like I should have noticed more quickly that I was going in circles. But honestly, I'm not feeling quite so bad about it at this point. This place really is elaborate. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if this she turned out to be a minotaur. It's that type of labyrinth. Yiggy is leading me in what he assures me is the most direct route. And yet, there are still so many turns, switchbacks, junctions, etc. that it's almost impossible to keep track of. I cannot fathom how the cat could have possibly found his way through down here. I'll go downhill for a while, uphill for a while, one direction for 10 minutes, only to make two rides and head back the other way just as long. I mean, I have a bit of an idea. Something I would try if I had to. But I don't actually believe it would work. It's just something I would try if I was desperate. Yiggy has advised me to keep my voice down a little bit. Apparently we are getting closer to... What's this? There's a string stretched across the tunnel.
We're getting closer to where she patrols while awake. You'll begin seeing more and more of those. My advice is to avoid them.
But what are they?
Something to be avoided.
Haha. HFLs, it's a string crossing the tunnel about waist high. It's silver, slightly reflective, kind of looks like an electric fence, honestly. It isn't tied to the wall in any way. It almost just looks like it's coming right out of the wall. And it looks really, really tall. Let me see. It is very tight and kind of wet. It's very sturdy. Ow! Jesus, it burns! You are an idiot touching stuff you don't know. It's coated in an acid. Damn, that's bad. I'm trying to wash it off.
So, the good news is, she is no longer in the passageway blocking our way.
Shit. Let me guess. The bad news is, she's coming here now.
You might want to hurry.
Okay, hypothetical future listeners. I'm back, and obviously I haven't been eating. I just now finally caught my breath a little bit. Yiggy said I'm safe, for the moment at least.
Safe being a very relative and mutable term.
Let me just quickly describe the last 10 to 20 minutes for you. I ran. Occasionally I could hear something behind me. Those strings were all over the place for a bit there. Most about waist high or crisscrossed over the path or whatever. The last couple of three tunnels, they've thinned out a little bit. I'd like to tell you I vaulted over all of them or slid under them like some kind of parkour runner and that I never touched another, but y'all know better. I hit a couple.
16.
I hit a few. They aren't all coated in that acid, which has finally stopped eating away at my hand, thank God. It's a pretty gnarly burn, by the way. And there are spots all over my duster where I brushed against them, where it's trying to eat through. But overall, it's holding up good. I'm gonna have to thank the cat for making me wear this. But only about half of them have that acid. The other ones are sticky. Very sticky. But every single one of them make that guitar string sound when you hit them. I believe that's a sort of alarm system for her, maybe? Without fail, shortly after hitting one, I'd start hearing her again. Yiggy said she mostly stays away from Lunomia, and we are apparently getting very close.
Just a few more steps.
What? Really?
Once you step out of this passageway into that cavern just ahead, you'll be in Eunomia.
Oh, God.
And there. You have now returned to your home plane of existence. Welcome home.
Mama.
Oh, hey, baby. You're awake. Do you need a cup of water or something?
Is Daddy home? I thought I heard Daddy.
No, baby. Daddy isn't home yet. Maybe soon, though.
Mama, I think Daddy is close.
Why do you think that?
I just feel like he's closer. Closer than he's been in a long time.
I hope you're right, honey. I hope you're right.
I'm going away, but I won't come back on a lonesome railroad line. But I can't forget that sweet little girl who sleeps in the pines, in the pines.
Thanks for listening. You guys know my usual spiel. If you like this, please consider leaving a like or a review somewhere, or, you know, visit my Patreon page and see what kind of rewards you can get. Shout out, stickers, bonus material, quite a bit of bonus material. Until next time, beware of doorways.
Hey guys, this episode of the Liminal Lands is sponsored by Happy Hippo Herbals. And that's pretty exciting to me because I can honestly say without their products, the Liminal Lands wouldn't exist as a show. Right now, if you use my discount code, you can get 15% off your order. There's going to be a link you can click on in the show notes. And along with that link, there's also another link you can check out that's specifically about Happy Hippo Herbals themselves and why you should choose them over some of their competitors. It's pretty eye-opening stuff, guys, and you definitely need to check it out. Now, enjoy the show.